Niet. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's what Brittany Griner was told today in Russia. A court rejected the star American basketball player's appeal,
leaving in place a 9-year sentence at a penal colony for drug possession. The top U.S. diplomat in Russia, Elizabeth Rood, calls the sentence excessive and disproportionate.
Today was another sad day for the rule of law in the Russian Federation.
Griner, an 8-time WNBA All-Star and 2-time Olympic gold medalist, was convicted in August after police say she was carrying cannabis oil in her luggage.
Fox's Jared Halpern. Now, the U.S. has been trying to free Griner and another American imprisoned in Russia, Paul Whelan, in a prisoner swap. We're now 2 weeks from the midterm elections. Inflation is a top issue for most voters. President Biden tells Democrats at party headquarters they're the ones who will fix that problem.
Reducing everyday costs while also lowering the deficit at the same time. Republicans are fiscally reckless.
Now, the GOP blames Biden's spending and policies for the inflation. And new Fox Power rankings projects Republicans could win 233 House seats, one more than last week, which would give the GOP control of the House.
This week's power rankings show 4 shifts in favor of Republicans, 3 of them in New York. In the Empire State's newly redistricted 17th district, you have one of the most powerful Democrats in Congress, Sean Patrick Maloney, now locked in a tight race against his Republican opponent, Mike Lawler. GOP favored issues like inflation and crime, making this race highly competitive. It has moved from a lean D to a toss-up.
Fox's Alexandria Hoff. The rankings show control of the Senate still up in the air, with 4 races considered too close to call. Arizona, Georgia, Nevada, and Pennsylvania, where Republican Dr. Mehmet Oz will debate Democrat John Fetterman tonight. A former U.S. Defense Secretary has died. Ash Carter led the Pentagon under President Obama from 2011 to 2013. Carter was just 68 and suffered sudden heart failure. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. netsuite.com/Fox.
Stocks are rising yet again in a continued rebound. The Dow is gaining 149 points. It's added about 1,300 in the last 3 trading days. The Nasdaq's gaining 179. The S&P 500 adding 36 points. The price of oil up slightly, close to $85 a barrel, while gas dips almost 2 more cents today. AAA's national average for regular, about $3.77 a gallon. That's a dime less than last week, still 6 cents more than a month ago. Rapper Kanye West, who now just calls himself Ye, keeps taking another hit over recent controversial comments.
After weeks of offensive and anti-Semitic comments, Adidas announcing it will immediately sever ties, that it doesn't tolerate anti-Semitism and any other sort of hate speech. The German sportswear giant, whose Yeezy collaboration is estimated to be worth billions, expects net income this year to take a hit of around $250 million. Ye, who in an interview last week remarked, "I can say anti-Semitic things and Adidas can't drop me," has been blocked by Twitter and Instagram, Balenciaga, J.P. Morgan Chase, and talent agency CAA, among those who've recently cut ties with him. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
The Postal Service is going to put out a new stamp honoring late Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
The stamp features Ginsburg in a black robe with her signature white collar. The first class forever stamp will come out sometime in 2023. Ruth Bader Ginsburg was born in Brooklyn and served the Supreme Court from 1993 until her death in 2020 at the age of 87. Other forever stamps on the docket for next year include depictions of the Great Smoky Mountains, authors Ernest Gaines and Toni Morrison, and women's soccer, among others. Gianna Gelosi, Fox News.
On Monday Night Football,
Blitz. Fields throws to Herbert. His blocking has a touchdown.
Justin Fields also rushed for a score in the Chicago Bears 33-14 win over the New England Patriots on ESPN, ending week 7 of the NFL season. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.